problems. All right?
Lots of times, people get in fights on the way home from school.
All right.
I've seen a lot of fights.
I had a few.
People who were on their way home from school. Fortunately, I've never been in a fight on the way home from school. I'll go extra. And now on the way home from school.
All right.
I fought when I got home. But I've never fought between home and school.
Amen. All right.
Try to help you understand where I'm coming from. This evening, in a roundabout way, I was watching a new show on BET called The Grand Hustle. Okay, y'all church people, look at
Y'all, I don't look at it.
Look at church. May not have seen.
I've been trying to watch the half.
The Grand Hustle. Oh, but it's a show that stars Tim Harris, who's also known as T.I. It's basically a, watered down urban version of The Apprentice.
All right.
And the goal of the show is for these contestants to show their hustling ability.
All right.
Because T.I. is looking for someone to join the Grand Hustle crew.
All right.
And get a six-figure salary. So they come and compete for that. For that set.
Get your hustle too now. You go.
There is a fact. There is a fella in our text today that if he was in that Grand Hustle program, there would be a good chance that he would come out ahead.
All right.
I can see him now. He's in the text, but if he lived in our daytime, I can see him in his Beats headphones.
All right. Come on, Doc.
Listening at Jay-Z. You can't knock the hustle.
Come on, Doc.
That's what he was all about. You know what it means.
Let's see, preacher.
Somebody looked at it and said, "That's how you survive this life, everything, resources. It's trying to get ahead by any means necessary." Well, there's a hustler in our text.
Yes, all right.
Today. Even in the womb, he was born to be a hustler.
Yeah. All right.
Because he was hustling
before
he was born. He was trying to get ahead by any means necessary.
All right.
Even before he was born.
All right.
For the Bible records, amen, he was a twin.
All right.
Amen. Being the twin, amen, his twin brother was on his way out the womb.
got one for you.
Keep going.
Yeah.
Later on in his life. Amen. It says, because it had already, listen to me, it had already been declared in him.
All right.
That the old would serve the young.
All right.
God had already said it won't happen.
All right.
And when, what I'm trying to say is when God has, whatever there is a heavenly declaration, you can count on in earthly manifesting.
All right.
Y'all with me so far?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
So he did not have to hook and crook his will.
All right.
God had already declared.
All right.
That he was going to be a head.
All right.
But he was born a hustle.
All right.
Later on in the story, you know the story. Uh-huh. His brother had been out hunting all day. Had a long trip hunting and came home. And his brother was starving to death.
All right.
In the hustle.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Had hustled up some stew.
Uh-huh.
You smell it when you came home. The rope fell the room. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But when the father gave a blessing, That blessing was a prophecy.
All right.
This is what God is going to do for you.
All right.
Because I'm speaking. I'm speaking it, and God is going to honor when I say it. So he wanted to bless Esau. He said, Esau, go out and you your honey and bring food and prepare. And when you get back, I'm going to bless you.
Yeah. All right.
But you know, you overheard by Rebecca.
Yes, she did.
He said, hey. Hustle. We need to get our hustle on before your brother get back. I'm going to go in, and I'm going to go out and get some of the hair. So when your daddy feel your hand covered, cover, amen. He'll thank you and give you Esau.
Yes, sir.
Dad born blind. How you gonna hustle?
The blind man.
Your dad only. Your legally blind dad. I told you he was born. Yes, sir. He was born hustling. Yeah. We're all born hustling. We're born in sin. And sheep in iniquity. All of sin that comes short of the glory of God. We all are going astray. There's none good. No, not one.
Right.
So they went in to the daddy. He said, you know, the voice sounds like Jacob. But he said, it feels like
Esau. All right.
So he went on prophesied how he was going to be a great nation and folk would serve him.
Yes, sir.
So not only did he hustle his brother out of the birthright, he hustled his daddy.
All right.
Yes, it is.
He didn't have to do it because it had already been promised by God.
Yeah.
God had already declared.
Amen. Yeah.
He didn't have to hook you crook.
God
had already declared.
All right.
Well, wait a minute, pal. Seemed like he did a good job. Because now he got the birthright
and
the blessing.
Yeah. All right.
But you got to be careful.
Yeah.
How you get things.
Yeah. All right.
You can get a position.
Yeah. All right.
How did you get that position? You can get a possession, but how did you get that possession?
All right.
You get to the question, how did you get it?
Yeah.
Well, you have to and have integrity in your practice. Why is that important? Seems like the boy is a good hustler. Let me show you why that's important before I close this thing out. Listen. When Esau got back and found out that his blessing had been given, because the firstborn always got a greater blessing than the second one.
Yes, right.
When he found out that his blessing had been given, amen, to Jacob, he was upset. He said, I'm going to kill him. So Jacob had to pack up and leave.
Yes, sir.
All right.
He had received his daddy's blessing, but he had to leave the place of blessing.
Say that one more time, preacher.
He received it, and daddy had blessed him. He had received the verbal blessing, but because of the way he got the blessing,
he had to
leave home, and home was the place of blessing. So he left home and went up to what I call Laban's Academy. I'm gonna cut. I can't give y'all all the details. But he went out to Laban's Academy. And got with Uncle Laban.
Uh-huh.
Because of Uncle Laban's daughter.
Uh-huh.
Rich.
All right.
Now the Bible said that Rich will look good.
Uh-huh.
Now, brother, I know sometimes you can pull that show off.
All right.
But ain't no fine like Bible fine.
Hey. Yes, sir.
Bible.
Yes, sir.
This is my word of God.
Hey.
Uh-huh.
Bible.
And Rachel had a
ha 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 ha